I think a robust PHR has been on the country's wish list for eons, and that the VA broke new ground now 2 years ago by creating one that is not only well-received and very, very easy to use and navigate, but perhaps the most important feature attribute of all is that it's portable, that you can take your personal health information and bring it with you electronically. You can put it on a thumb drive, you can burn it to a CD, and you can share it with your clinicians and other people that you trust. That hasn't really been possible before, and that was really the innovation that Blue Button represented.
Now, when you say portable, I assume you're talking about two ways of portability. A, this the data is not stuck in a system that you can't pull it out of, and B, it's portable across multiple technology platforms. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So we, I don't want to overstate its portability. To a certain extent, it's either portable or it's not, right? And until VA created the Blue Button download file, it wasn't portable, right? You know, you could look at your information and you could enter your information, but if you basically anything except for printing was very, very difficult, and even printing in some cases was impossible. What we're saying is something very, very simple, right? We're saying, look, all that stuff that you're looking at on your screen, you can now put it, you can save it inside of your computer. It's really nothing more than that. Now, but that was a very, very big step. It was a big step culturally. It was a big step in terms of access. And it was a big step in terms of attitude, that, you know, that providers now understand that it's okay to make that data available, and that patients now understand it's okay to get it. Both parties in that conversation now understand in a way that they hadn't fully appreciated before that they should be having the conversation.
So what was the big stumbling block? Why did that need such a cultural change? Was it just that health data was seen as, you know, the exclusive province of medical providers and nobody else should touch it?
I can't say it better than you just did. You have it exactly right. There was and I think that we sort of defaulted into that, right? So I don't want to say that there was a law or there was a regulation. I think that, you know, in society we sort of meandered into this place of frozen data. Now, it's not just in healthcare, but it was especially in healthcare, right? We approach our doctors with a certain amount of care, perhaps a disproportionate amount of deference. The first time somebody said, hey, listen, I'd like to ask a follow-up, or why are you so sure? Can I see the numbers myself, right? Now, there are some, you know, big mouths like me and extroverts like me who are perfectly happy to have that conversation with or without my doctor's permission. But most people are going to be more tentative about it, and they're going to be especially tentative when they're sitting half-dressed on a cold table and the doctor looks like he or she knows what the heck they're talking about. And now we're trying to engage both parties in a way that really, frankly, wasn't possible before because the patient was always at a chronic disadvantage. They didn't actually see the data. They couldn't do the research themselves. They didn't have the connectivity or the confidence to be able to engage their doctor in a more constructive, more proactive way.
I wonder if you think there's some kind of secret sauce or something in VA that made VA the right place to start this and break down these cultural barriers. Is it just that VA is a large size so that it can be effective in doing this? Tell me why VA is a good place to start this.
I think that there are three ingredients that made VA a special place to start. First of all, we have an especially vibrant and an especially articulate stakeholder community, right? If you've ever met a veteran and you start engaging them on veteran issues, these are folks who have strongly held opinions that they're unafraid to share, right? And they've been agitating for this kind of access to their own health data for a very long time. You have a forward-leaning secretary who's working for a very forward-leaning president who could not come up with a reason why that shouldn't be the case. You know, literally from President Obama to Secretary Shinseki to Scott Gould to Roger Baker, you've got a leadership team here who understood, in the spirit of providing better health services, in the spirit of providing better health outcomes, there was a missing ingredient. And that missing ingredient was patient access to their own data. And then you had a very empowering team that said, look, you know, there's no technical or operational impediment here. I don't know if you know, but the original Blue Button literally had a zero incremental cost to anybody's budget. There was no nuclear physics here. There was no rocket science. Once we got the green lights from all the stakeholders, and especially from the secretary himself, it was relatively rapid implementation.
I want to talk about one stakeholder group in particular, which is the clinicians. What's their response within VA been to this so far? I mean, has there been much grumbling about all these patients coming in and bothering me with data they don't understand, or have they embraced it?
Oh, they've embraced it. They've embraced it big. Now, you're going to find some providers that's not unique to the VA. It's, you know, inside and outside of our enormous national system who, you know, for a variety of reasons, but mostly because they haven't gotten the memo yet, are still kind of, you know, scratching their heads. You know, why would you want that data? Why do you need that data? All you're going to do is go to the internet and start asking yourself a bunch of questions that are going to make you more anxious or use up more of my time. And I don't want to say that those folks don't exist. Of course they exist. But the overwhelming majority, I mean, we're talking 80, 85% of the folks that have tried this came back and said they either liked it or they liked it a lot. You've got providers saying, jeepers, what's not to like? I've got a complete list of medications, and I've never had that before. I have a complete list of immunizations. I've never had that before either. I now know what the surgeries are. I understand why you're here. I know what the current meds are. And so all that information, all that data that they used to have to painstakingly extract in a conversation, either by typing it into a computer or writing it on a clipboard, it's ready for them. It actually becomes a time-saving mechanism. And instead of looking at a flat panel display, they're looking into the eyes and faces and bodies of their patients. I think that's a winning formula right there.